it's an experienced football team. It's guys that have made Pro Bowls in the past. So it's the guys that are going to come out and put forth a lot of effort. And they got the talent over there. So the record doesn't really show you how good of a football team they are. And so we know it's going to be another close game. I mean, last time we played them, it was a tight game. And we had to win in the fourth quarter. So we're just going to be ready for that type of football game.
This is a division game. You play them twice a year. And it's always a heck of a game.
It's a big game for us, obviously, where we are in the season and being the Oakland Raiders and a division opponent.
Ever since Mike McCoy arrived in San Diego, Philip Rivers has been playing some of his best football the last year and a half. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa, Jim Plunkett. Mike McCoy, the current Charger head coach, was Peyton Manning's offensive coordinator 2 years ago in Denver. We're going to show the audience how the Raiders have been plagued by the quick, no huddle.
Right.
Peyton does it expertly, and San Diego will do it this Sunday as well, Jim.
Shoot, Mike McCoy probably learned from Peyton Manning when he was there at Denver.
Probably.
You know, but, you know, they get the ball off quickly. You don't have time to line up sometimes in a proper way, and you get hurt by it, and the next play is really going to show you how badly it can happen.
Yeah, we're taking this off the TV feed, not the coach's film. It's just a little out on a 3rd and 8 to Demaryius Thomas. So you have 4th down and less than a foot, and Peyton will come to the line and use hand signals to tell him what he wants to run. The Raiders go to a heavy package, Jim. You think they're going to hunker down. He will play action, fake the zone, stretch going the other way. You think he's going to throw it short to Wes Welker, but he's going deep to Julius Thomas, and the Raiders are not lined up properly. Nobody's there.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happens when you have this no-huddle, fast-paced kind of offense. You don't line up in the proper position. You don't know who's got who. You're yelling. And in the meantime, the ball's being snapped, and sometimes you wind up way out of position and wind up with a big play like this. It's really not a deep pass, but it just fools everybody, sucks everybody up. You know, it's a 7-yard pass, but it turns into a touchdown because nobody's on that side of the field. They all bit real hard on the 4th and 1 run play.
Charles Woodson bid on the run action. Larry Asante went to cover Wes Welker on that shallow cross. Meanwhile, they're going deep to Julius Thomas, and they do it, snapping the ball with about 20 seconds on the play clock. It was the quick snap where the Raiders just could not get into it, Jim. And we saw Philip Rivers do this on October the 12th against the Raiders in Oakland.
Yeah, and he's going to continue to do that, get the ball off as quickly as he can. Here, it looks like the Raiders are lined up properly. They're coming on a blitz, and they stuff that run. But still, the ball is being snapped very quickly, and so you really can't make the substitutions that you'd like to make in certain situations.
It's 3rd down and 5. Now, how does he call the play at the line, Jim? This is all he tells the wide receivers what route to run right there at the line of scrimmage?
Well, it appears that way. I don't know exactly what system they use here, but some of them, you know, he maybe yells out a number that they all listen to and pick up. He yells out the formation. They know where to go on the snap of the ball. And here, once again, although, you know, it's covered pretty well. It's just a good throw by Rivers to Eddie Royal for the touchdown. But, you know, you are a little confused. You get a little tense, and you don't know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, it's a stack formation. You got Eddie Royal behind. He just runs a vertical right behind Carlos Rogers, and Rogers beats him. So it's the tempo they will run. And this is something San Diego did when Marty Schottenheimer was the head coach, Jim, and Drew Brees was the quarterback.
Right.
They often like to quick snap the Raiders, thinking it's a veteran defense. Let's wear them down, and they won't be able to sub out.
And you're absolutely right on that. And also, you don't get the, as you said, you don't get the sub the people in. But the Raiders have had a lot of turnover, and so even the people they bring in haven't been around the defense long enough to really know exactly what to do sometimes.
So Mike McCoy, I think he learned this from Peyton from the Indy days, the 1 year he was in Denver with Peyton, and now Philip Rivers is doing it expertly. We have a short week next week. No Silver and Black Show next week because the Raiders will play a game on Thursday,
right,
Jim, against the Kansas City Chiefs. So 2 back-to-back games, Sunday in San Diego, and right back against the Chiefs, who are playing great football this year.
They certainly are. You know, they started off slow, but now they're picking up where they left off a year ago. Strong defense, a great running game, and Alex Smith, you know, is good enough to make the plays that help them win the football games.
All right, so next week, in lieu of Jim and I on the Silver and Black Show, we're going to have Destin for Canton, his great guy, your former teammate, the great punter, a special look back at the Hall of Fame career of the great number 8 Ray Guy, who went to the Pro Football's Hall of Fame in August. Many thanks to Bryce Butler, the former San Diego State Aztec turned Oakland Raider, and head coach Tony Sperano for joining us on the Silver and Black Show. I think you're ready. And don't get quick snapped when the Raiders take on the San Diego Chargers this Sunday.
Fight us today. Let's get back grounded today. Let's get back to what we do. The only thing that...
Paul with time. Oh, and he's got a receiver. That is Holmes. That will be a touchdown.
Let's get out there and let's take care of our business today. All right? We control the circumstances.
Rivers steps up, pressured, and sacked.
I see the frustration from Philip Rivers.
Cut it loose. Get in the left lane and let's run around today and let's get one.
Bryce Butler on the move and finds the end zone. What a play.
Begin
matter yet. Offense, defense, special teams. We ain't done that yet. Let's put it all together today and get this win.
Raiders, 1, 2, 3, Raiders!
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silverman Black Productions.